home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Looking for an enclosed trailer that works as hard as you do? Check out the Homesteader lineup at TC Trailers. Perfect for camping gear, moving, or hauling mowers, motorcycles, and equipment. Homesteader Trailers deliver quality at a great price. Choose the Challenger with its flat front and rounded roof, or the Intrepid featuring a sleek V-nose design. Find your perfect trailer at TC Trailers, just east of Frankfort, or online at tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Hi, it's Jenny from your local Big Deal store. If you run a business and are looking for a fun and creative way to market it, Big Deals might just be a great fit. Imagine a radio marketing program that allows you to trade for your advertising schedule. Interested? Give us a shout and see for yourself.
Looking for free local news that actually feels local? From breaking news and weather alerts to sports, community events, obituaries, photos, and more, your free hometown connection is just a click away with Clinton County, Boone County, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com. Whether you're catching up from your phone at work, your tablet at home, or scrolling on the go, our three daily news websites keep you connected to the stories happening where you live. Check out the community calendars, local sports coverage, Hoosierland TV, WILO archives, features, and even fun games like crosswords and Sudoku. Plus, with updated features and easy navigation, finding the information you need has never been easier. And did I mention? It's free. Local news, local sports, local people. Updated every day. Visit ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, and CarrollCountyDailyNews.com today.
Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 is made possible by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon, big deals. Save money now and 24/7 at WeLoveBigDeals.com. And your free local news source, Clinton, Carroll, or BooneCountyDailyNews.com. The Party Line online telecast on HoosierlandTV.com is brought to you by 51 West Event Center, The Farmers Bank, Stoops Country Foods, Culligan, Water of Boone and Clinton County, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Arbor Wood by Shoops, Welty Exteriors, Newell Gas, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Jerry's Body Shop, Community Foundation serving Carroll, Clinton, and Howard Counties, Simplify Family Dental, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Witham Health Services, Ellis Jewelers, Marshan's Window Tinting, Avery Home Store, VFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Copper Electric Services, LLC, Braden Business Systems, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, and Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi.
Once again, thank you for joining us for Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. We're happy to join us this morning, Kimberly Black, who is the Community Development Director for the City of Frankfort. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Have you had your coffee yet? Are you ready to go?
I mean, we'll get there. It's Monday and it's raining again.
It does seem to be a little bit of a theme. So I was kind of hoping.
I know.
I was hoping to take the kids to the pool later today, but I'm not sure it's going to happen. At 63 degrees is what it was when I came in this morning or something like that, and rainy. So maybe, maybe another day, right?
This is not okay. Not okay.
Well, we'll be regretting it because Melissa says that the weather is going to change and the heat is coming. So there's that.
I'll believe it when I see it.
You know it will happen.
You know it's going to happen at least fair.
Yeah.
I know. Fair and hot dog festival, we sweating.
Yes, that's how it always goes. So, well, tell us a little bit about what's happening in the city of Frankfort. I know we have another block party coming up this week, and I have to tell you, I was so glad that the Parks Department and the city did this, and it sounds like it's been a good thing and it's turning out well.
Yes, Ellen has been wonderful with coming up with new and innovative ideas. See, it's Monday, can't even talk. And the little block parties are great. Hopefully the weather holds out this week that we can have them. It's a great opportunity to highlight our park system and then just bring people together. I think sometimes we need a little bit more of that in this world, and so love seeing everyone come together and support our community.
I know the one at Dorner's Park got postponed because of the weather. Did they set a date for that?
She has not. So it kind of, I think it's, she's looking at dates. It kind of depends on when everyone's available, because obviously we rent like the bounce houses and the sound and all of that stuff. So I know they're looking at that. The problem is when you start to get into the month of July, it gets real busy real quick. So,
yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. But this week should be good. Hopefully, fingers crossed. And I encourage everyone to come out. It's free to attend. They have a lot of activities going on, and it's from 6 to 8.
Yeah, those are really neat. I was so glad to see that. We need to do more of that, right? Try and just get everybody together in our little areas and our community and things like that. So.
Yep, you don't have to be from that neighborhood to go to the park. We encourage anyone across Frankfort or Clinton County to come and enjoy. But it's definitely a fun time, so. Like I said, fingers crossed everything goes well with that. So, Splash Pad is running this morning, which is always great news. And the pool is not. I believe they're closed or they're opening late this morning, but due to the rain.
Sure, I understand that. The summer concert series, though, that's coming up this week, Friday night.
Yes. So if you don't want to cook on Friday. We kind of experimented this year with a little Friday date, and so food trucks will be down there. Don't ask me which ones. It's Monday morning. But we will put out who the food trucks are, and then the entertainment is Indie Annie's, and I have it in front of me.
Davey and the Midnights.
Yep.
You don't even have to look it up. I've got it right here.
Uh-huh. Yep. So a little country. Indie Annie's are high energy. We'll love to see everyone on the dance floor out at Prairie Creek Park.
Yeah, all shows start at 6:30, and the best part, they're free.
Yes.
I mean, where are you going to get something like that for free?
I just, on a Friday evening, after you've had a long weekend celebrating Father's Day, and then you've got this whole week this week, Friday, like, I don't want to cook, so
no.
We're going to Prairie Creek Park.
Yeah, absolutely.
Come hang out with me. I'm a fun person.
I know you just recently announced the Sparkling Success, the next one coming
yes,
up. So you
want to
talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we did. So the Indiana Chamber of Commerce CEO and President, Vanessa, will be here August 19th. Tickets are available, and would love to have the community, small businesses across Frankfort and Clinton County, industry leaders, all of those. We're excited to have her in Frankfort.
Yeah, these have turned out to be probably better than you ever expected.
Yes. Like, not that I don't ever shoot for the moon, because
right.
You both know me, but I just love the collaboration that happens, the networking that goes on, you know, another way to bring the community together. And so it's been a fun luncheon. And we get to bring in some great keynote speakers and some people that they may know what Frankfort is. They may know about Frankfort hot dogs, but they don't know always about our community. And so being able to bring them in where they can visit with all of us, explore our community, is a great way to just get Frankfort on the map.
Yeah, I have to be honest with you. You know, I've lived here all my life, and you start to think that you kind of know everybody in town. And yeah, I go to one of these events and find out, wow, there's so many people here that I don't know. And Melissa and I are like, well, let's go see who that person is. And let's go. The networking beforehand has been almost as good as the actual speakers, which have all been phenomenal.
Yes, yes. We love that we are able to have some networking time beforehand. It also gives people that have a little bit more of a time constraint to be there as well, if they want to come, you know, right before the keynote speaker. So, and then Shoops does a fantastic job with all of the catering and themes and all that. And I'm not telling you what this one is. You'll just have to find out.
Okay, looking forward to it. That's a nice tease. So the 4th of July celebration is coming up in the park, and we had the Parks Department on the other day. But I'm curious as to what kind of economic impact the 4th of July has, because when I go out to the park on the 4th of July, it is generally packed. As long as the weather's nice, fingers crossed, the park is really packed. And I figure this year with the 250th, I'm hoping it's even more packed and more people will come out. Talk a little bit about the economic part of that.
Yeah, I think what people don't realize is the economic development tools that we use for these events, whether it's summer concert series or 4th of July. But I love when the weather's nice, because that means people are going to be in Frankfort. They're hopefully shopping at our, you know, restaurant or eating at our restaurants. I know it sounds crazy, but even pumping your gas in Frankfort helps our local economy grow. And so just making sure that we're bringing people in, you know, to our community, that hopefully they drive in and they are like, oh, I want to come back to this shop, or I want to come here, or I want to eat there, or whatever that looks like for them. And then also with the July 4th, there's not a lot of communities our size that has a large park system. TPA Park is like 80, 88 acres of green space, and that is huge. That doesn't include the golf course, but just as TPA Park. And to be able to highlight that park and to be able to highlight a quality of place amenity is huge. And so those are the things that we are constantly thinking about, is quality of place, quality of life, and how we can kind of build that into our economic development plan.
So speaking of economic development, what at this point are you seeing, or what would you like to see as far as businesses coming to our area? Do you think we need more shops? Are you thinking more like factory businesses like that? What is something you would like to see?
Oh, goodness. That's a loaded question. I want it all, but at the same time, responsible with it. And so I think the biggest thing that we're going to hopefully see over the next couple years is with this comp plan that we were awarded the funding for, working with the community on not necessarily what Kimberly Black wants or what this administration wants or what Mayor Sheets wants or the council, but what this community would like to see Frankfort look like. I would love to see more shopping. I want to stay local and shop local. You know, I always like to have a good restaurant as well. We've got a new one downtown that I am excited. I personally have not been able to go to it yet. I was on vacation when they opened, and so when I got back, I've just been busy. So hopefully this week, my family and I are going to go try the new Nickel and Rye downtown. But just opportunities to experience. I was trained and grew up on the Disney experience, and so being able to offer, whether it's excellent customer service in our stores or those type of things, or resources to our businesses, would love to be able to have, you know, an opportunity to not have money leak out of our community and be able to offer different types of experiences in Frankfort. So we hear all the time that there's nothing for kids to do. And so
hey, your phone's ringing.
It is. It's never the moment in this office. Sorry about that.
That's not my ringtone. That's not my ringtone when I call you.
Nope. It's never a dull moment in this office. But, you know, opportunities for investment and developers to see the growth and the potential in Frankfurt. So, obviously, we want to be responsible with it. We don't want to grow, you know, where we can't have infrastructure and those things in place first. So, I'm excited for the comp plan.
You talked about folks think having concerns about there being enough for the youth in our community to do. I don't know what that looks like. You know, we had a bowling alley. Apparently, we weren't able to sustain it. We don't have, when you compare to other cities, we don't have tons. We're not, you know, a huge city that can afford to have a lot of things. We don't have a movie theater anymore. I'm trying to think of some unique things. Maybe we need to bring in some axe throwing. I don't know. Maybe we need to... We tried putt-putt. Wasn't there a little putt-putt that tried and it didn't make it?
Yeah.
I mean, what is something that you're trying to think of or that maybe you've seen in another community somewhere about our size that might fill that void?
You know, I would love axe throwing. That would take away a lot of stress that I have in my, you know. But the thing is, and the biggest thing that I tell people, you know, we can have these things back, you know, bowling alleys, those type of things, but we as consumers, we as residents, we as community members have to support those things. You know, so while yes, sometimes, you know, we have opportunities to bring people in, they also look at, you know, why would they want to invest in Frankfurt? Why is it a good business plan for them? And so being able to show that we're shopping local, that we're giving opportunities to businesses that are established here, businesses that have been established for 100 years or 2 weeks or 6 months. And so that speaks volumes because we have a lot of people that call my office, that call the mayor's office, building services. I know Shan does with the chamber. And we have to be able to give them real accurate numbers or give them, you know, opportunities to see our community so that they want to invest here. So that's the other part of it. You know, if we have businesses that have been here and they're successful and we can talk about them, it's just another feather in our cap to talk about new businesses coming to Frankfurt.
Kimberly Black is the Community Development Director for the City of Frankfurt. She's our guest on Party Line.
Well, you know, you're talking about new businesses and community development. I love the fact that you guys have created the official lemonade stand squad to promote those little entrepreneurs and get that bug set at a young age.
I love it. Last year, it just kind of started. We had a couple of families or parents that reached out and was like, hey, you know, we'd love to have the fire department or the police department or the mayor visit our lemonade stand. You know, our kids are going to be out from like 2 to 4, you know, whatever day it was. And I was like, okay, how do we build off this? Because I love this idea. Looking at next year doing some youth, like farmers markets during the week when they're out of school. So we're already planning for those for next year. I know that seems really weird, but
no,
that's
not
just
really
how we work.
I mean,
but yes, we want to build off that youth engagement, and youth entrepreneurship.
Yeah,
so.
And teaching them self-sufficiency.
Yes, yes, and it's so fun to go to these lemonade stands, and you know, we don't just get lemonade. Of course, we have to talk. I mean, no one should be shocked at that, but. You know, I ask them, fire department will ask them, whoever, and be like, so what's your plans with the money? Sometimes it's they want a season pass for Sapphire Bay. Sometimes they're saving for a trip. Sometimes they're saving, you know, it's cool to kind of hear what they want to do with their money. You know, some are giving it away. Some are saving it. So it's just, it's cool to see the kids in our community having fun with it, too, and being able to do something with the money that they've raised.
Well, I love the idea of a mini farmer's market.
Yes. Yes. So we're looking at some dates for next year to be able to get some There's some kids out there that are making bracelets, they're making screen t-shirts, and, you know, they may be the next design hub in 10 or 15 years, or there may be the next community development director. I don't know what that looks like, but they're our future, and so in order to get them excited about their community, how else than to champion, you know, their entrepreneurship and their new innovative ideas.
I think that's a fun idea. I like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
So. What else can you tell us that's happening in the area right now in the city of Frankfort?
Oh, goodness.
Anything new coming? Can you give us any details, any leaked information on anything new coming?
Well, there's a lot of movement in the downtown district. So over the next couple weeks, you'll see some businesses shifting and changing, and they're bringing in new ideas, and I love every bit of that. We've got new businesses coming into the downtown. I'm sure Kim Stevens, when she's on, will talk about that with Main Street. But collaborating with the Chamber and the Main Street is how, you know, the city continues to have boots on the ground of what we need and how we need to prepare, you know, new businesses. And then working with Healthy Community and Trinity Hope for the recovery side and how we champion them is just one more step. And making, you know, our community even better. So new things coming from the city or updates from the city. Our paving will be happening later this summer. I know Brian Kilman at the street department is very excited about that. We always love new paved blacktop or asphalt. And then we're just going to continue to push forward with the Safer Streets for All. And the comp plan or the comprehensive plan. And so there's going to be a lot of opportunities for town hall meetings, a lot of opportunities for community engagement. And I say this and I preach it all the time. If you want change in your community, you've got to get in touch with us. You need to participate. And we're going to be giving lots of opportunities for the community to tell us what you want.
Well, and they've already got muffins with the mayor that have been the way the mayor has talked. It has been really good, great turnouts for those. So, you know,
yes.
But yeah, you're right. If you want change or you want to pass along an idea or you have questions, you got to turn up yourself. You can't just sit and think about it.
Yep. We're going to have, like I said, they'll be in the evenings. They'll have some in the morning. We'll do some during, you know, normal working hours for those that work different shifts. We're going to have maps out, you know, what do you think your downtown should look like? What do you think your community should look like? I'm excited to work with American Structure Point. They're an engineering firm out of Indianapolis that will be coming in to help us with both plans. How do we make your streets safer? Those type of things that we're going to continue to have conversations on.
Well, I know you and Cindy touched on what's going on with the 4th of July. Of course, it's more than just one day, you know, everything that's going on in the city of Frankfort. But one of the things that I know you worked really hard on and are very proud of, bringing the Eyes of Freedom to the city of Frankfort. Can you talk about that and how much that means to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Eyes of Freedom, we have tried, I don't know, last year or two, to bring the figure out how to bring it to Clinton County and to Frankfort, and this year being the 250th, I was like, this is a great opportunity. So they will be here setting up July 1st in the afternoon and evening. They'll come in on a trailer, a semi, and then it will be open July 2nd through July 5th, so over the 4th of July weekend. It will be at Prairie Creek Park. It'll be inside the Encompass Event Center, so there'll be restrooms available. It'll be air conditioned. You can stay as long as you like. It'll be open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Hopefully that time period, we tried to find one that would work for everyone. And then actually the people that will be there at the Eyes of Freedom, they are going to be staying here locally. So we're, you know, once again, going back into our local economy with eating and dining and innkeepers and, you know, innkeepers tax and all of that stuff. So, but the memorial itself is the Lima Company. It is a Marine tribute, and during Iraq's war, and so it is something that hopefully is very near and dear to the veterans in our community. They're the ones that reached out to me and was like, hey, how can we get this here? And was excited the city can play a small part of it. We are looking for volunteers to help set up. If anyone is interested, set up or tear down. They always need extra hands. More hands make light work. And if anyone is interested, they can just get a hold of me. But, yes, we have lots of activities starting with Main Street's Thursday Thunder on the 2nd. The Eyes of Freedom open that same day. I know the Parks has a movie going on.
Hamilton.
You know, and then leading up to July 4th.
Yeah, Hamilton is at the Neighborhood Center on the 3rd. Am I thinking correctly?
Yes.
Okay. So it's kind of a big week. I think this is great.
Yep. We wanted to be able to kind of highlight the 250th. We've already done a festival for years and years, and so just trying to build off of that and be able to offer some unique experiences for our community.
And when is set up July 1st?
Yes, set up is at the trailer, they believe, is coming in about 3:30.
Okay.
And so it'll be, we're asking for volunteers to be there at 3:30 on the 1st, and then teardown will be on Monday the 6th. In the morning.
6 a.m. Okay. All right. Well, I hope folks come out. I'm really looking forward to this. You know, for those folks that serve, I always feel like the 4th of July is, and Memorial Day are such days that we can kind of honor them and tribute to them. And so I hope folks come down and check out this really cool Eyes of Freedom exhibit. It's looking very neat. So I can't wait to see it myself. I know Melissa and I are going to go down and check it out when it gets here. So I hope folks come and take advantage of that while it's here. Kimberly, thank you so much. We appreciate you joining us as always, and we look
yes.
forward to having you back. I know you're going to be busy as we get through the 4th of July here and continue with the summer concert season and the Sparkling Success Leadership Series and all of these things that you have a hand in. So we appreciate what you do for our community, and we appreciate you coming on Party Line. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I love it. It's a great opportunity to know what's going on in your community is, you know, tapping into Party Line every day and listening to what's going on.
Well, thank you, and we will talk to you very soon.
Yes. Have a great week, everyone.
You too. Kimberly Black, Community Development Director for the City of Frankfort, was our guest there on Party Line. So a lot happening as we come up for, not this week, but next week as
yeah.
we get closer to the 4th of July. And then, of course, I will be broadcasting live from the park. I have a couple of live broadcasts that day. So mm-hmm. I'll be starting out in Kirkland with our friends at Travelers Point Distillery and the Kirkland Main Street. They're having a Freedom Fest in Kirkland this year. And then I will be heading to TPA Park and broadcasting live there. And then later that night, I'll be back at TPA Park. Usually we go on about an hour before the fireworks kick off, and we kind of lead up to the fireworks there and kind of get everybody ready. And Melissa has the music. Is it, you have it ready, or you've been working on it?
I've got it ready to an extent, but I want to know more about the actual display.
Sure.
What the thoughts are on the display and the length and everything, and then I may do some
editing and adjusting.
And moving around. Yeah.
Sure. Well, it was great last year, so you do a good job on that. So we appreciate that. All right. I think we've done enough today. Shan will be in tomorrow taking over Party Line for us here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Have a great and safe day, everybody.